Watch what happens. Watch what happens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that happens?
Happens.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap we just love to watch on Bravo and on Netflix and various other TV networks, etc. I'm Ben Mandelker from The Real Housewives of Kitchen Island and also the Game Brain board gaming podcast. And joining me is the hilarious, wonderful, talented man who actually knows what a cabin is. It's Ronnie Karam. What's going on, Ronnie? Hello.
What is a cabin?
Like, what is a cabin, right?
Oh my god, like, I've heard of, like, horror movies with cabins, or, like, there's an airplane cabin, but, like, what's a cabin?
So, welcome, guys. Today we're talking Selling Sunset, which we love. We are doing Season 3, Episode 7, I believe, and, so if you're wondering where we are, that's where we are. Also, lots of fun things to talk about. Tomorrow, we are recapping Season 1, Episode 1 of The Home Edit, which is also on Netflix. It's that home organization show, and that episode has Reese Witherspoon on it. Hey, so the original plan was to have The Home Edit for our Thursday episode and My Octopus Teacher as our bonus episode. But then after we recorded both of those episodes, we had so much fun with My Octopus Teacher, we decided to put that as our main show for Thursday. So Home Edit's on the bonus now instead, and we recorded Selling Sunset before time. That's why this all happened. Anyway, sorry about that. Now starting next week on Thursday, we will be doing the Great British Bake Off. We're going to be recapping the entire new season. That is going to premiere this Friday on Netflix. So watch that, because it's a great show. We love it. And this is our first time ever recapping it, so that's so fun. And then also our bonus episode this week is My Octopus Teacher, about a man who starts swimming and befriends an octopus, much like Ronnie has befriended Bueller, who's right there behind him. Look at that adorable dog.
Under a painting of an octopus. Look at that.
That's right. Three-arm octopus.
Bueller, I love you.
Look at him. He's adorable. The reason why we can see Bueller is because this is a Crappens on Demand episode. So go to patreon.com/watchforcrappens. If you sign up for Crappens on Demand, you get to watch our recaps. You don't just get to just listen. It will also give you access to things like the bonus episode and also the Crappens Discord, which has been really awesome. There's a great group of people on there talking, having fun, a lot of discussion about Thai food, a lot of discussion about Bravo. There's a weekly Zoom session that happens, which has totally organized within that group there. So, come join us on Patreon and have access to all this fun stuff.
But today, it's time for Selling Sunset.
Yes. So.
Whoa. Looking at the hard nights.
How not?
It's very sad, guys. Chriselle has a suitcase. It's a very sad episode. Chriselle is going home to St. Louis, Adam Lambert Airport.
Yeah, Adam Lambert Airport. We've been to that airport. I was thinking about it, that the timeline of this show is that I wonder what the overlap was with Chriselle being in St. Louis and the two of us being in St. Louis, because we were last there in December, remember? It was like early December, like around December 7th or so, or 11th. And I just wonder, imagine if we like walked by Chriselle in the airport and we didn't even realize, because we didn't even know who she was back then.
Oh, I would have realized, because I would have been like, oh my God, like my pinkies fit in those jeans. I would have noticed her for sure. I would have been jealous as hell. I know I would have been, because I've always wanted bow legs, you know, bow-legged people.
Yeah.
That's always been like I'm like a knock-knee chubby guy. Like I want bow-legged.
People really like bow-legged
like
people.
Like a cowboy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have a friend who's bow-legged, and this guy was once checking him out and was like, ooh, those bow-legged legs of yours. And I was like, what? And apparently,
you know, there's something about being bow-legged. Yeah, there's like bow-legged privilege. I think that everybody sees bow-legged people and we're like, they're better than us. Like, they have something that I don't have. They're bow-legged.
Could you force yourself to be bow-legged? Could you just start walking bow-legged?
Well, one of my bosses, Kelly, told me that I could do rolfing. Have you ever heard of that? I guess it's where they like realign all your bones or something. Oh. And she said that they could pull out my knock knees. And I was like, I don't think that that. I mean, they'd literally have to pull my lower leg from my upper leg and then like twist it around, like put some plaster in there. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know how that works. But I have I obviously never did it.
I have like a pronated like right foot. It's sort of like, it sort of like goes like bloop a little bit to the side. Not that much, but just enough that I notice it. And then when I run, it makes me look like I have a real foppish run when I run because my knee and my leg are like. So anyway, so we're in St. Louis and Chriselle has just arrived at the airport and she's curbside and her sister Shonda comes and gives her a hug. And Chriselle's like, oh gosh, like it's so cold. I only dress for LA weather. I'm like, wow, you really like. You can't help but brag to your sister at this moment. Who's your sister who is here to comfort you? You can't help to brag that you live in a much warmer city, can you?
That's kind of how Chriselle is, you know? I've noticed that in all her scenes. It's like, I haven't just been dumped, you know, which is bad enough. But it's like, the paparazzi. I mean, the paparazzi, they're everywhere. And Shonda's like, how was your flight? Because, you know, Shonda's like a normal person.
Yeah.
So she's like, how was your flight? No issues? And she's like, well, I was recognized, but thankfully no one came over and asked me questions. Like, shut yeah. up, Chriselle. I'm sure. Okay, yeah. Sandra Bullock.
I know. And then Shonda's like, yeah, we were worried about that. Shonda's like very soft-spoken. And very like, she's like soft-spoken and homely and like very lovely. And she's like, yeah, we're all in shock over here. And we were worried that people might recognize you. I'm so glad that they didn't.
Yeah. And I think you mean homey, not homely, right? Just was to correct. Because she's not homely. She's cute. She's just like homey. Like, she's homey. Like a sister that's a sweater.
Yeah. You know? She's like, just Shonda. Shonda, who's there for you?
Yeah, Shonda, who's there for you? Like a sweater or a blanket or a paper towel.
Yeah.
Utilitarian and comfortable.
So, I feel like Shonda would be a really good name for a paper towel brand, by the way. Oh, I use Shonda. It always cleans up. Never leaves a mess.
And then they could have little rhymes on them.
Yeah, you know, like Ziva.
So Chriselle's like, yeah, no one asked me questions. And Shonda's like, we're shocked. We are so shocked that your hot movie star husband from Los Angeles cheated and left you. We are shocked. She's like, I'm just so mad. But then I think about it and then I want to cry because I'm so mad. I just don't know what I'm feeling. Sorry, I thought that was a paparazzi out there. Do you think it was?
So mad. Shonda, by the way, Shonda nearly gave me a heart attack because she, the entire time she's driving, this conversation is happening. Shonda's driving like this minivan and she spends half the drive being like, we were so worried about you. We thought, oh my God. Like, is she going to be okay? I'm like, Shonda, keep your eyes on the road, okay?
Yeah,
eyes on the
road, like how Shonda. Don't hit an armadillo. Movies in the 80s. Yeah, yes, that's how people drive in movies in the 80s. They just never look, and they're always moving the steering wheel.
My goodness. So they're all mad because Justin gave no one heads up, and that people from the wedding were finding out through TMZ. And
But Chriselle's like, I just can't believe it. I mean, everyone's finding out on TMZ. I mean, people from our wedding, TMZ, television and internet. I mean, you couldn't have given me a heads up. I will just never comprehend how someone does this to another famous person.
Yeah. She's like, I mean, you go to therapy, you know, you talk about it and then you tell TMZ about the therapy. That's how you do it. One step at a time.
Yeah. You don't just text somebody. I mean, that doesn't even sound like a life. What am I? Whose life is this? This sounds like a bow-legged person's glamorous life. Oh, that is my life. That is. It is. And Shonda's like, yeah, I mean, there needs to be a proper ending.
Yeah. Like, there has to be a proper way to speak to someone. And Chriselle's like, I know, just like a respect that you owe. Like, when you're a famous person, you owe respect to the other person who may not be quite as famous as you, but was with you when you were sort of famous, okay? I mean, we lived together for 6 years. We were sort of famous for 6 years together.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just waiting to exhale. I was like, yeah, you better wait to exhale and get your ass back to that stupid farmhouse and throw his shit out the window, like from waiting to exhale.
Burn that shit up.
Yes. I need you to go take revenge. I need a brick through a windshield. Start a bush on fire. There.
Start anything on fire. I agree. Yeah. Justin Hartley is an asshole. So then Shonda's like, well, I'm going to pamper you. And then we get like the arch. It's like Selling Sunset and the arch. And it's like, ooh, you know? So then.
Yeah, they did do a great job photographing St. Louis, by the way.
Oh my God. St. Louis has never looked as good. I feel that makes me feel bad because I feel like the hills, Laguna Beach, Selling Sunset, they just like make LA look so beautiful and glamorous. I'm like, all these other cities deserve to have like Hollywood treatment. And instead, it's always just like some cheap overhead shot, like during the football game, right? Like, this is like, where's the justice?
They did it. They did it St. Louis, right? They did right by St. Louis. Mm-hmm. Okay. So back in LA, this is around the time Good Boys came out because that's the big poster on the building. And I'm a warrior, never gonna hold me down. I'm a warrior.
Solid as a rock. Yeah. the song goes like, solid as a rock, I'm ready for a challenge. Hard as you can hit me, you can't knock me off my balance. I'm like, okay, this song is not written about Mary. She's already knocked off her balance. She's pre off balance.
So here we are at the 3-bedroom, 3-bath on Stanley that Amanda's been trying to sell. It's her arc. It's her selling arc, if you will, and we're nearing the end. So Amanda's like, I have to find a buyer for this Stanley house. Like, we just did like a 100K price reduction, so I'm hoping this is the price.
Yeah, so here comes Patrick. So this guy Patrick comes in. And she's like, oh, she's like, I'm excited you have a possible buyer. He's like, I'm excited you have a possible home. He's like, I've been looking for this client for 2 years. 2 years! Been waiting for my paycheck. 2 years. Please, please tell me this is a good house. Please, please.
It's like, I've been trying to sell it for 2 years. I mean, I'm all wrinkled and old now. Just look at me. She's like, gorgeous.
Yeah. I know.
She's like, but his client is a designer, which makes sense because we're like really detail oriented. Have I shown you the backyard? Well, it's the driveway. You're right. Let's go to the backyard.
You're right. She keeps on trying to push the charm. She's like, what's really great about this house is even though they gutted everything and put in these giant circus doors, they really kept the charm. They kept the charm. Like, look, there's charm. That's charm. Here's charm. And look at this bedroom. This is charm. Like, that's the garage. So charming.
If you need to ever bake some charm, there's an oven charm right there. Charm oven. Put some charm in there.
Do you like this big blue fireplace? Yeah, it's a blue fireplace. Also known as a charm fireplace.
Charm.
So much charm.
And then they go into the den. They're like, she goes, windows. Windows.
There's windows. What's really cool about this house, it has features where you can be on the inside but see what's happening on the outside. It's called a window. We love that.
Yeah. And he's like, so what are they asking? She's like, well, the seller's motivated. You know, we've had a lot of lookers, but no buyer yet. I'm like, no, that's not how we do it. We just dropped the price. We've got a ton of people in here. Get back to me as quick as you can. I mean, do you not watch Million Dollar Listing? Hello.
I know. It's called create buzz.
Yeah. She's like, basically, it's like the ugly girl at prom, basically, this house. Hope you buy it.
Yeah. A lot of charm. Anyway. So then Trixie's like, the future is cold and I'm taking it all in. The future is calling and I'm taking it all in.
Guess who nobody wants a call from that lives in Los Angeles? The future. No. Okay. Future's that's like the most horrifying caller anybody in Los Angeles could get.
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
Heather is in the girls are in the office and Heather's like, you guys, I have to tell you what Tarek did for me. It's sentimental because like I'm from the mountains and like that's where I grew up. So he bought me a cabin.
Yeah, got me a cabin next door from where I grew up. It was like for sale and he bought me the cabin. I'm like, he literally bought you a cabin to get you away. He's like, here, go hang out in the mountains. I'll be there tomorrow. And she's just gonna be sitting there in the mountain like the rest of her life, be like, Tarek's coming tomorrow.
And Davina, Tarek? In a way that doesn't sound at all like that's really sweet, says, that's really sweet. I think Davina's so mad. And Christine's like, I don't understand. What's a cabin?
You know, it's like a little itty-bitty mountain cabin. It's like a place that I can go to, and I can wait for Tarek when he says he's going to come. And, like, you know, he'll come. He, like, loves me. He'll come. He'll visit me in the cabin. I'll be there. I'll be waiting. Cold mountain.
I know that you can have like cabin fever. I know that there are like horror movies in cabins. I have no idea what is a cabin. Like, I really don't know.
Yeah, like, what the fuck? I thought it was something made out of coupons. What the fuck is a cabin? Seriously.
Davina's like, are you excited for your wedding? And Christine's like, yeah, I'm really excited.
Yeah. Unlike certain people in this office, I invite everyone. Unlike certain people. Everyone catch that? I'm not married.
I know. I'm very inclusive. And Davina's like, oh, yeah, I know what that feels like.
Yeah.
Oh.
So Christine's like, the only person I haven't heard back from is Chriselle. Okay? Like, it's ridiculous. Like, my wedding is being totally overshadowed by Chriselle's divorce. I'm like, that's not cool. I mean, what the fuck is a cabin? No one still answered that, okay? No one.
Things are, like, weird between her and I, and, like, I don't know if I should reach out to her and ask if she's coming or just assume that she's coming. Like, considering our very minimal friendship, I'm just gonna let her come to me, and, like, hopefully she'll come.
Yeah, I'm sure Chriselle can't wait to do that, go to a wedding where she is reminded every second about what has just fallen apart in her life. I'm sure, yeah, she would love to go. She would love.
And Davina's like, oh, well, like, it's nice that you, like, invite her, because unlike what I went through with Mary, like, oh, I mean, that would have been nice to know. Like, yes, Davina, that's what this whole scene is about, okay? Davina, yeah, has to remind you every 2 seconds. Yeah, for example, that time I wasn't invited to that wedding, that was hard.
Yeah. And so Christine's like, yeah, I think that, like, Chriselle would want to go out and, like, be with friends and, like, dance and, like, drink and have, like, a fucking steak and then, like, a cocktail shrimp and, like, be around something that reminds her of her greatest failure in life. Like, why wouldn't she come to my wedding? Of course she would.
And Heather's like, I don't know what I would do. Like, I'd probably want to spend time with family until the media goes away in my cabin, which Tarek bought me, which is amazing.
Thankfully, Tarek and I are a forever couple, and double thankfully, even if we weren't, I do have that mountain cabin where I can stay away from the media, which will be definitely banging on my door, because everyone cares about me and Tarek.
Yes. And speaking of, I'm worried about little Heather now.
I know.
Heather, but I like Heather. I do like her.
Heather has
I worry because Christina just dumped Aunt from Christina on the Coast. And that means that Tarek is going to be like, oh, Christina's available again. And he's got his fake Christina.
Yeah.
But is he going to go back to real Christina?
I mean, they are engaged. Like new Christina's engaged to Tarek. But that was my first thought, too, which is like, this could be bad for Heather. She's going to have to
Could be really bad for Heather.
Mm-hmm. She better put in some more time with that 9-year-old to really make sure that kid goes to bat for her. Otherwise,
yeah. You better cement that best friendship, ma'am. So, she's like, I would spend time with my family till all the media goes away. And Christine's like, oh, yeah, like, she's so famous. Like, the cameras are all over her.
Yeah.
And Davina's like, the Oscars are probably on hold till she comes back.
Just shading Chriselle. And Christina's like, here's my question. Like, how does the paparazzi know where Chriselle is, right? Like, hi, I'm on the corner of, like, Coldwater by a really cool house. Coldwater and Moore Park, come find my house. Like, seriously.
And Heather's like, yeah, but, like, her whole life is here, but it was with Justin. So I don't know if she's going to, like, stay here or not. Christine's like, yeah. And they have, like, lots of mutual friends. So she'll probably be, like, nicer to me because she has to, like, build up friends.
Yeah. And then it's like back to talking about Christine's wedding, and Heather's like, I'm just gonna wear black. I'm like, yeah, you're supposed to wear black. It's a black wedding. And she's like, I'm just gonna pretend that's my wedding. Which also, didn't she say that about Mary's wedding? I think she's just like a wedding co-opter. I'm just gonna pretend it's my wedding. And you know what? Maybe it will be. Maybe I'll even get Tarek to come with me to this wedding. Like, he should be. Why is Tarek hiding from the cameras? I mean, he's not famous enough or important enough to pull the Justin Hartley. Justin Hartley's barely able to pull that. You know, like, at least Justin Hartley can say, well, I'm a, I'm an actor and I don't do reality TV. Tarek is on Tarek is on HGTV. He's a reality star. He should be on camera.
Yeah, he does Flipping 101 with Tarek, okay? You can make it. You can make it to the shoot today, Tarek. Okay?
Seriously.
So, St. Louis, Shonda is unlocking the skin spa.
Yeah, because Shonda owns like a, she's an esthetician and she owns this spa, and so she starts pampering Chriselle and she like gets her a mask and everything. And let me tell you something, Ronnie. Next time we go to St. Louis for a show, you know where I'm going beforehand. I'm getting the Shonda special. I'm going to tell Shonda that I'm her sister and that I just got dumped by Justin. And I'll wear like a little wig and like a lot of foundation and see if it works.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
When we come together as a community, we empower ourselves to make meaningful change.
Our normal has changed and we're finding new ways to connect and continue supporting one another.
Yeah, we've started social distancing when we spend time with friends and explore local cuisine. So what we need more now than ever is an easy way to support each other from afar.
With the PayPal app, sending and receiving money is faster. Quickly and securely send money to friends and family.
Start a money pool to split the bill, go in on a gift, or fundraise for a good cause.
Or make touch-free QR code payments at your favorite local restaurant or farmer's market.
Donate to a local nonprofit or support a cause from across the country. Honestly, PayPal makes it very easy. It's been a part of our lives for a very long time, and there are so many good uses for it, and especially now during these crazy times. I'm finding that I'm using it to just to live, to buy groceries, to get food ordered in. It's like essential.
PayPal is making it easy to pay safely, quickly, and more importantly, easily.
Download the PayPal app today. Terms and conditions apply.
So Chriselle's like, yeah, I'm so impressed with you. And she gets a face rub and a chest rub, and it's cute. It's like sister time.
Yeah.
And Chriselle's like, it's just so hard to feel confident. I really needed this to feel confident. And she's like, sorry, it's under these circumstances. I mean, I just don't understand. I mean, was there a sign? Did she feel some kind of a sign? Okay, that right there, Christine and Davina. That's how to say it. Not,
yes.
There's two sides to every story, and Justin's hot. Like, I was on his patio the other day, and like nobody even called the cops on me. He's a really good person. So
he's so good. Like, this is us. It's more like this is Davina and Justin, and we have a special bond, right? So Shonda's like, was there a sign? Like, you know, maybe something like he wound up on a hit show and was more famous. Did something like that happen with Justin? I haven't been following too closely, but was there an obvious sign like that this might happen?
And Chriselle's like, well, I don't know that there's a sign that someone's gonna file on text, but I mean, look, that night things were fine and we had gotten into an argument, but part of me thinks he must have made that decision and he just didn't tell me about it. And then she's
really,
like,
really, Chriselle? What made you conclude that very obvious? Come to that very obvious conclusion. Like, I kind of felt like he already made that decision. Yeah, by the fact that he already was like lawyered up.
Yeah, when I went to open the door and the locks were changed, I thought he must have planned this.
He must have thought of this ahead of time. By the way, I was reading, because I did some Googling about this, and articles were saying that they had actually already been separated since July of that year. Did you hear anything about this? And is this true or is this a lie?
I don't know.
Because that could be real shady. I would love to hear if that's... because that would be a pretty big sign, by the way, if they'd been separated.
Yeah. Like, Mary's been married this whole time. Ooh. Fucking liar.
Yeah.
So she goes into a monologue about, like, marriage and, you know... I get that it's a lot to change your life to get famous like that and get all that money, but it just shouldn't change the way how you treat people. And Shonda's like, you were there for him through everything, all that pain of becoming super famous and wealthy and having any patootu that's on the street that passes you and smiles. It must have been so hard for you to be there for him.
Now, were there any signs at all? Now, here's one. He came on to your reality show, right? Because that was important for you, and it's important for you to share your entire life. So he came on to your show, right? Mm-hmm. Right?
No.
Okay. So he got more famous and then refused to actually, like, go on camera to portray your relationship. Huh, it's crazy that there were no signs. Really crazy.
So she's like, you know, you work so hard to prop someone up, and now all of a sudden I'm like, but what do you... I want. And she's like, yeah, you've been through so much, you know, you've got so much strength, and they're just like sistery with each other.
Yeah.
And Chriselle's like,
I'll tell you what I want.
Go ahead.
I was gonna say, sometimes I think, what do I want? And I'll tell you what I want. I want someone to buy a $4 million house on Coldwater Canyon right in front of the bus stop. That's what I want.
I'll tell you what I want. Knock knees. Just kidding.
So anyway, you were saying, before I interrupt.
This hurts, but at least I'm not knock-kneed, right? So she's like, yeah, this is something that happens to other people, not you. So I'm just putting one foot in front of the other and then falling down and then getting back up and putting another foot in front of me. Then I just feel like, goddamn Mary, nothing is working anymore.
You know, when you're bow-legged, putting one foot in front of another is a whole separate challenge, isn't it? Isn't it? So then they hug, and she's like, oh, my God, I almost flashed you. I almost flashed you. Shauna's like, yes. Did you do that to Justin? Did you ever do that to Justin? I think that might have helped. So
yeah. So then we have a new song that's basically about Mary's feet. You're going left, I'm going right. You're going left, I'm going right. And Mary's just like.
Oh. Mary's like, so I'm on a new listing here. It's in the Beverly Hills Flatlands. They didn't trust me with anything beyond Flatlands on account of my walking issues. So I'm here. It's not like my normal place, but it's here on Alpine Drive. And I'm just basically creating an inner monologue for Mary as she walks into the door. Because actually all we're seeing is we heard the song Trixie going like, you can't slow me down. Watch me now. And it's just like Mary opening a door. Like, ooh, Mary faces her greatest challenge. You can't slow me down.
And then ding dong. So she goes to answer, and it's Oliver, Mary's client, in a black turtleneck and long hair. Oh, fuck off with these guys. walking around LA with their black turtlenecks and their blazers. Fuck off.
He looked like Kylo Ren meets Richard Lewis, right? Like, it was like the most ridiculous, or Adam Driver, I should say. That's a better reference. But
yes, he was also, like Balky playing Adam Driver
with some Richard Lewis. Also, he is a great sneak preview of what my quarantine hair will look like soon enough. Like, give it another month, and I'm gonna have Oliver hair, just like a poof up here and then like a triangle down here.
Yeah, so she's like, just listed, Quatsy can make it, just got on the market. And he's like, well, it looks better than in the pictures. It's like, what are you even doing here? Okay, acting like you're some fucking deep director or whatever. You signed up to be on Selling Sunset.
Yeah, get over yourself. Congratulations, you filmed a Quiznos commercial. Okay, relax. So they're walking around, and it's like banisters everywhere. And he's like, oh, interesting. I mean, how did a fireplace end up in the pond? Which is kind of funny, especially because they're talking about the foyer. There is a pond in the foyer is kind of ridiculous.
This house is ridiculous.
It's ridiculous, and he's ridiculous, and I don't know whose side to be on, the house or Oliver.
They're all stupid. I'm on Team Mary for sure in this one, because he is stupid, the house is stupid. You would think they were probably judging each other, you know?
Yeah.
The fireplace is probably like black turtleneck and a blazer. Fuck you, Balky.
Yeah. You should be so lucky to have my feature.
And
he goes out to the backyard, and there's like this pool that's like shaped, I think it was like a squiggle or something like that. But he's like, that is the weirdest shaped pool I've ever seen. I only like pools to be in the shape of my hair, a Christmas tree.
He's like, must be feng shui. He's like, you know what I like? A pool to the side. You know what they need to do in here? Open up the doors, pull out the cabinets. The waves don't work. This room can be taken out. The staircase should be glass. You know, I can see that someone lived here, but to create value, I'd have to do it by today's standards.
Yeah. He's like, yeah, I have to bring it up to today's design standards. I'm like, you have Gilda Radner hair. Okay, don't talk about today's design standards.
You look like Paula Poundstone was nominated for a Cable Ace Award. Like, shut up.
He's probably a very nice person, and we're just ragging
on
him.
No, he's not. He's not a nice person, okay? He's a person who looked at the fucking Zillow of this house with all the pictures, like 90 pictures. It's hideous. There's no disclosing this house is stupid.
It's a stupid house.
went to rip it apart on national TV. It's not a nice person.
He's not nice. So then we hear this song. It goes, can you feel it? Shake, shake, shake. I'm gonna keep it going till the ceiling breaks. And then it's just like a Manza FaceTiming from like a coffee shop. It's music.
So she's talking to Breaker. And then Patrick shows up, and it's their big price dinner, you know, where they talk about their deal.
Yeah.
And it's like, thanks for meeting at the end of the day. My kid just burned like the fifth macaroni and cheese of the night. I'm going to have to tell him to mix water in there, but I don't want to hurt his feelings. So
Patrick can offer $2.275 million on the Stanley House because he looked at the comps, guys. And Amanda's like, oh, my God, I just want to sell this house. So she calls up the seller. His name is Alex. And she's like, all right, Alex, it's an all-cash offer, 17-day contingency, $2.275 million. And Alex is like, I know with all the money that I put into the remodel that I know what this house is worth, and I really can't take anything less than $45 million.
Okay. Yeah. I want $98 trillion and a car and a popsicle. Tell them that right now.
And if they're all cash, they can come in with less of a contingency. So if we could lower that to 10 days, then I think we can make a deal. I'm like, so you want more money in less time? Yeah, I don't think that's going to work out so well.
But it does. It does. It's one of these shows. Amanda's like, yeah, well, he said, fuck you. Go to hell. He'll take it. Right?
He said something about little monsters never compromise. I don't know what that meant. By the way, I also really struggled with Amanda's. Did you know she was wearing sort of like a black, it was like a black shirt with big puffy like shoulder pads, big puffs over here. But then she was also wearing like a floral jumper over it.
Huh.
It triggered me. I didn't like it.
No, I was thinking the whole time, what an uncomfortable restaurant. That does not look like a comfortable restaurant. So he's like, I have to text. I'll be right back. And she's like, And so he comes back and he's like, we'll take it. She's like, here's my car keys. Fucking out of here. I did it. It's my first one. He's like, I bought a house. Right. Right.
So then she's in like her interview, and she like gets up to ring the bell, and she's like, bong, 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 bong. She's like, this is so cool.
I like that she told him, oh, my God, you made me so happy. This is like my first real estate thing.
He's like, wow. I kind of wanted them to date. I was like, am I the only one getting some chemistry between these two? Patrick and his tucked in button down and Amanda and her.
And like, his shiny dad jeans.
Yeah.
Like he's trying to be hip, but they're still dad jeans, you know? Yeah, he looks dependable.
I'm totally into a man's trick. That's what their couple name is. Or Patranza. Oh, Patranza.
Patranza, I like that.
Patranza, make this happen, Amanda.
So we're making moves. We're making moves. And so sure enough, it's another Mary song. Moving. Mary is moving. We see Mary in the office. She's going.
She is moving. She's like, yeah, she's like stumbling out of her desk already. She's like. And there's like this really weird thing where she goes, I need some caffeine. And then she and Jason like race to the Keurig, and she looked like, well, I like when Mary runs, she looks like she's on roller skates. There's sort of like that gliding wobble, like I'm getting that Keurig before you.
Yeah. And then Heather tells Christine, she's like, Heather tells Christine, do you even know how to do photocopies? And Christine goes, no, I have people for that.
So and then Jason's like, oh my God, I like can't take Amanda seriously in those glasses. I'm like, oh, it's a typical Jason being like, women are crazy. But then we see Amanda in her glasses, and they're like softcore porn glasses, you know, the ones you take off before you're like, I just want to be sexually liberated.
And Maya says, you look like the naughty teacher. And she's like, yeah, I'm going back to Miami next week and putting my penthouse on the market, and I'm going to spend some time there, and I'm going to make some deals. You know how it goes.
Yeah. Yeah, so, you know, maybe start up other Oppenheim group down there, or, you know, things like that.
And Christine goes, basically,
no one listens.
Yeah, they just ignore her. It's like major life decisions.
It's like a huge deal.
Yeah, Christine's like, what are you guys doing for New Year's? And she goes, Bahamas. Oh my God, you have to go to Atlantis. Just stop by. She goes, we're staying there. And I was like, ooh.
She's like, you're staying there? Yeah. It's like, what did you not understand about putting penthouse up and going to Bahamas to Atlantis? What? No one listened to me here. Am I even on this television show?
Yeah, because wasn't part of Christine's beginning of the season when she just came back in town and she was engaged and she was showing pictures. Is it just in my head that she said, yeah, and we spent the day at Atlantis?
I don't remember. I thought she was in Thailand. She could have been in Atlantis also.
You see how my mind just makes things up? I'm like, ooh, way to shade Christine. Yeah.
But also, like, Atlantis, I haven't been to Atlantis. I know it's like the mega resort down there and I know it's all fancy, but I also get the sense that it's kind of like cheesy. It's like, it's not like staying at the Four Seasons, right? Like, even though it's probably hella expensive.
I think it's way nicer, isn't it?
I think it's nicer. I don't know. All I know is they have, like, a big water slide. And,
they did.
And Whitney Houston went there on Being Bobby Brown. But they both went there, and they were, like, eating at, like, the restaurant inside Atlantis, and everyone kept bothering Whitney Houston. And I just was like, it just didn't look like, it didn't look like a Four Seasons. So that's, which I have no problem with, but I'm just saying in the context of this show, they're acting like it's the fanciest shit of all time. And I don't know. I think I'm going down a path.
I looked it up on Googs. Oh, they do have a cool water slide. I mean, it looks pretty fucking fancy to me, but I guess everything really looks fancy to me.
Listen, if they want to be our sponsor and want to sponsor a trip for us to Atlantis, I'm okay with that. I'm just saying.
You know, one thing I love. Being in a swimsuit. Give us a call.
You know what I love? Traveling during a pandemic. I'm into it.
Yeah, now's definitely the time to get a deal at the
Atlantis. I don't know why I'm taking this stand about Atlantis. I really have no skin in the game, and no one was even making an argument that it's like the height of luxury.
Listen, if we can't make a 20-minute show an hour and a half long, as a recap, we're not doing our jobs.
I just felt like taking a stand about that. Atlantis may not be quite as luxurious as they think. And I have nothing to back that up.
Okay. Well, time will tell. So Jason's like, girls, gather on the couches. Listen, you guys all know the situation with fennel. Hate fennel. Stupid mouse.
I don't like it. Is it fennel or is it anise? Like, make up your mind.
So they had to sell that house immediately because, you know, concierge service and all of that. And we sold it 3 hours
later. Yeah, we had 3 offers in the first 48 hours. And I got $3.65 million in escrow. And, you know what, like, this is teamwork, okay?
Guess what everybody's gonna get? A hug. Line up, girls. Give me hugs. Hugs.
I wore my extra long sleeve t-shirt for this occasion. So
the 30 hug line goes.
So Heather's like, I thought it would be like really hard working with Amanza, but like I'm really proud of her and like I would be happy to work with her again as long as she's on time.
Yeah. And so Christine rings the bell. Oh, well, no, somebody goes to ring the bell.
Heather and Amanza.
Like, Amanza, yeah, she's like, guys, ring the bell. I'm on a video. Hold on, hoes.
And so they both
get her phone.
And they both grab the rope. Heather and Amanda, they both grab the rope. Like, okay, on a count of 3, here we go. 1, 2, 3.
They
both pull the rope together and like
but they're not even pulling it to the side, they're pulling it down.
Yeah, they're like they're the bell's just like the bell's like, come on. Come on.
Oh God. So back in St. Louis, I would be brave, not gonna rain. I would be brave if it rained. And Chriselle is having dinner at Shonda's family's kitchen.
Yeah, Shonda is basically the Nancy Myers of St. Louis, we discover, because they have like this beautiful kitchen, like everything, and like this like oaky, like wooden table. Everyone's in like these nice, like cable knit sweaters. They're just like this, like really.
The food is stunning. It doesn't look chicken. Like some crappy family dinner like we all grew up with. It's like beautifully grilled chicken plated over like roasted root vegetables.
Yeah, it's like farmer's sink and
chopped
island.
Herbs.
Beautiful like pendant lamps hanging down. I was just like, oh, like the the son comes in. There's like a daughter and two sons. So one son comes in and he's got this like amazing sweater on, and then the daughter has like this like beautiful cheekbones. I was like, what? This is not right. This is not real. I refuse.
And Chrishell's like, did you make this? This is amazing, guys. And she's like, do you recognize this knife? I mean, I used to sell this kind of knife door to door. Did I sell you these? Which is so cute. They kept the original knives that she sold them all those years ago.
Yeah. So, and so Chrishell's like, you know, sometimes in LA we get caught up in things that are like supposed to matter, but don't. And being here is exactly what I think really does matter. And it's like really something that is to be proud of. I'm like, excuse me. I want to say that getting caught up in petty bullshit is universal, and it's not only something that happens in LA. It just happens to be that the petty bullshit that we do get caught up in here is really ridiculous. But we all get caught up in petty bullshit, so don't put that all on us.
It's totally like being in Los Angeles. I mean, except that we're prettier and you guys are all knock-kneed. But otherwise, it's pretty much the same. Is there no paparazzis out there? Okay, so I guess this is better. Love your root vegetables, not gonna eat them, but I'll watch you guys.
Yes.
So they all start eating, and the daughter's like, so look at you, you sold knives and now you sell multi-million dollar homes, you moved up.
Yeah exactly. And you know, Chrishell's asking questions of all the kids. She's like, so you're gonna take your GED? Oh, that's great. I love a GED. Oh, and you put together your own game console. That's great. Oh, so you built your own computer. Guys, guess what? I just booked a ticket back to LA. I can't stand this any longer. I'm leaving. I can't. I tried. I asked two questions. I'm going back to the petty bullshit of LA.
I know. And just the way she talks. And, you know, yes, I am ripping apart someone who just got dumped. I get it. It's what we do, okay? I feel guilty. But at the same time, I'm like, Chrishell, like, they made this beautiful dinner. They're trying to make you comfortable. And she's like, well, I guess it could be worse than getting kicked out of my home publicly. I could be selling knives door to door.
And so then this nephew, he's like, so have you sold any big houses lately? And she goes, well, I did sell over $4 million in the Valley. I'm like, he doesn't know what that means. What are you saying? Why are you talking like that? Like, you know, what's the he doesn't know what the Valley is.
And Shonda's like, how are the other girls? How's that going? It's like, well, Christine's getting married, and we're on good terms, but I mean, a wedding, that's another level. Like, who cries at weddings? I don't want that to be me. I'm like, literally everybody is crying at a wedding.
Yeah, go to the wedding. Everyone. And she's like, I'm just not sure if I want to go back to LA. I'm really not sure. Well, I built another game console. Okay, I'm on Orbitz right now. I'm out.
What is that, an encyclopedia? Okay, my Uber will be here in about 10 minutes. So anything else to say?
The daughter's like, well, Chrishell, Aunt Chrishell, you're one of the strongest people I know, and you can get through anything. Just keep your head up. You'll be fine. Also, can I get $2,000 for a new car? Thanks.
So the next song is
That's like the Farfan Nugent song.
The family's house in St. Louis to the most LA place in LA, Gracias Madre. Yeah,
Gracias Madre. So, which is it's a delicious restaurant. It's a vegan, delicious vegan restaurant. It is a
really delicious restaurant, but you go there and you take people who have never been before and they're like, cauliflower? That's what you eat? Like, is that it? Where's the fish? Isn't fish vegan? No.
Not saying fish that Ronnie and I have personal experience in this area. Not saying that Ronnie's making any direct quotes from anyone that we may have brought there.
But don't have things like this in Australia. I said, you don't have cauliflower in Australia? And she goes, no. We have more green type vegetables.
So we're there. So the twins and Mary are sitting at the table. And what I love when shows do this. We just get like a snippet of like the end of some conversation. And Brett is all mad. He goes, I'm going to see him at the gym like 5 times. And Jason goes, Brett, just relax. That's all we hear. That's all we know about the story. But Brett is pissed because he has to see someone 5 times at the gym.
Yeah. And then Heather comes in and she goes, oh, my God, you guys realize this is vegan, right?
It is the most famous vegan restaurant in Los Angeles. Yes, they are aware.
Heather has to say that she's vegan in every episode. It's so funny. So Amanda comes in last, of course, and she's like, is Christine coming? And Maya's like, oh, her dog is lost, so she's looking for him.
Yeah.
Like, what?
But, well, also, this food starts arriving. And, you know, first of all, Heather's like, well, you know what? At the Oppenheimer Group, like, we have great balance. And, like, we work really hard to celebrate our wins. For instance, somebody got a mountain cabin from her husband. And so they start all this
food. Turns out it's vegan.
I got a vegan cabin. So they serve all this food and this like corn arrives and she's like, oh, that looks so good, but we can't eat that. No. I'm like, well, you're at the vegan restaurant. Now you can't even eat the vegan food.
And Jason's like, all right, look, we've got so much to celebrate. Crushed it on fennel. I'll have that right up, sir. No, not the crushed fennel. The house. We crushed it on fennel. Amanda took care of Stanley. Mary impressed a client with a turtleneck and got us another listing. You know, Mary's like the star here, all right?
Mary's just like doing aggressive nods on her side of the table because as Brett's going through everything, she's like, killing it. Yep.
Yep.
I have to do this sometimes to get my equilibrium back. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Well, you know, LA is a great market, but I have a lot of changes coming. It makes me think about what am I going to do? Should I concentrate on Miami real estate, leave the Oppenheim Group? And everyone just kind of ignores that again.
I was like, Christine's here. Christine's here. So Christine shows up. She's like, my fucking dog went missing. We finally found him. I mean, like, if I lost Teddy, I don't think I could live. Like, I literally couldn't live. I would hold myself up in a cabin, whatever that is, and I would just die in it. Okay? I could get another husband, but I can't get another dog.
Barely had time to match my Balenciaga.
Yeah.
So she's like, so you guys, do you really believe that Chriselle was blindsided? And they're like, 1,000%.
1,000%. Yes, 1,000%. Okay. Listen, this is Mary talking. She's like, every relationship has small problems. Like, for instance, where did my cheddar cheese cube go? Or where did my little piece of bacon go? Or like, where's the pepperoni stick? Okay. That happens. Okay. And you always small arguments.
My husband, like, literally won't stop playing Hide the Salami.
I mean, like, so everyone has small problems. Okay, everyone does. Okay, and I don't even know the details about anything, but it was nothing. So she was like 100% blindsided. 100%.
And Davina tells us, Mary and Amanda are like 100% Team Chriselle, and that's fine. But I have met Justin before, and he was nothing but warm and kind to me. He was a gentleman. I took his jacket, I hung it up, I brought him a drink. So, like, whether you didn't expect him to file that day, fair enough. You can say you didn't expect that, and it's not believable, but you probably knew that things weren't going well. Okay. Yeah. Like, you're so miserable.
God. Just be, like, I understand what she's saying. Like, things were probably worse than she was letting off, but, like, also, like, for right now, can we just, like, support her? So,
You're being so vile. Go pose awkwardly over a log in a, like, crazy little girl's lace dress for Instagram, okay?
So, Amanda's like, well, she feels humiliated. Why would she feel humiliated? And Heather goes, because it's out there. Her husband divorced you. That's embarrassing. I mean, could you imagine being in a wedding, a marriage that fails? Like, that's awful. That won't happen with me and Tark at all. At all.
I mean, could you imagine everyone's out there texting you and messaging you and on social media? And it's like, that sounds really good, actually.
Yeah.
I just realized I'm fucking famous now. Thanks for divorcing me, loser.
She doesn't even have a cabin to go back to. Like, that's embarrassing. Like, I get it.
And Amanda's like, it should be embarrassing for him. And Christine's like, well, I just feel like Justin is a stable, predictable guy. I mean, listen, he was on a TV show and he showed up every single week on TV. So,
like, he, like, took care of his abs and he still has his abs after like 20 years. Like, that's like the definition of a good man. Okay.
Yeah.
So
we saw him at a party, and like, even when Chriselle wasn't talking to me, like, she wasn't talking to me and Davina, but like, she was like, no, don't talk to them. And he still came over to us and was very nice and warm and endearing. And Amanda's just like, that doesn't sound like a very supportive husband.
I know. That's what my thought was. I was like, he went out of his way to still talk to you, even though Chriselle said, don't talk to them. I was like, what an asshole. That's such a passive aggressive move, you know?
Yeah.
And Davina's like, well, the little that we know of him has been very positive. Like, he used to have frosted tips in the 2000s and the 2010s and up until a few weeks ago. And, like, that's great. Like, he's a great guy. He's a great guy. And I've sent him many letters informing him that, too.
And Amantha's like, yeah, if I ask somebody not to speak to my enemies and then they go out of their way, what a dick, you know? Yeah. And so she's like, you guys, we're not talking about Justin. There is no Justin right now. And Christine's like, you know, I just think that there's like two sides to every story. Mm-hmm. And maybe they were just having problems for a long time. And maybe he's just like had enough of that, you know? I mean, you never know.
Yeah, you never know what happens behind closed cabins. Is that the right use of cabins? Did I say that right?
So Davina's like, well, he has to have a side of the story.
And Mary's like, I don't know why Davina is getting involved if she hasn't even met Justin, which is funny because Davina said that she had. And Amanda's like, well, she's our friend. And the judgment call is Team Chriselle, Team Chriselle.
And Mary's like, yeah, in my opinion, there are no two sides. Okay, just one side. And that's like our friend. And we're going to like be there for her.
Yeah. So then we go over to St. Louis. We're back at the airport. So Chriselle, this was a quick family trip. I thought she would be there for like 2 months, but no, she's back at the airport. She's saying goodbye to Shonda, and Shonda's like, don't forget, we're always here for you, and you can visit anytime. You know, you make your house a home, and don't forget where you came from. Okay, we lived in a car. Okay, this is nothing. You got this. We were the smelly kids. Well, you were the smelly kid. I actually found ways to make myself clean, but you really held on to that title, didn't you?
I did sleep closer to the little pine cone that hung off of the mirror. But that was so cute.
It was cute. She said that. And then Chriselle's like, I got this, right? Yeah. And so then she like walks in the airport and there's like a guy on the curb who just is like staring at her like, ugh.
I've never seen someone's legs like so far apart like that. And so she comes in and goes up the escalator, just like guarding her face from anybody who might be taking a picture.
The paparazzis are lifting me on this moving staircase.
Oh, your spirit is fearless. It's like she's going up an escalator, for crying out loud.
She's going to the departures level of the St. Louis airport. So next week is the season finale, and I'm assuming that's Christine's wedding. So it's very exciting. Love this show. Love what's going on. I want them to be filming again. I hope they start soon. Until then, tomorrow we got the home edit, which should be fun. And then on Friday we have Real Housewives of New York, part 3 of their reunion. So good times. Check this out, this recap, on Watch What Crappens, Crappens on Demand. That's patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. And we will talk to everyone tomorrow on the show. Bye, y'all. Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't No Thing Like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Dana C.
Dana Do.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Let's run some errands with Emily Ahrens.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay. Higher than high res, she's Lauren Perez.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
One day you're Rachel Zinn, the next day you're out.
He makes us squee, Richie D.
There ain't no problem that Sarah Salvia can't solve ya.
Shannon better than Kyle Richards.
The Bay Area Betches, Betches.
And our super premium sponsors,
Nancy Cease and Desisto.
Let's rev our pistons for Amanda and Kristen.
Better than Tabbouleh, it's Annie and Julie.
Let's give them a kissa, it's Austin and Marissa.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Erica, 500 Days of Summers.
We will. Joanna Rockland, you.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
The Wyndham beneath our wings, it's Joe Wyndham.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
Lourdes, the Lourdes of the Rings.
No one makes us feel well like Megan Cap Sewell.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Couture. We love you guys.